You're tuned into the GeoQuiz podcast, and it's time to talk stew. I'm David LaValle, and the GeoQuiz is one of my favorite segments on the world, which, of course, is a co-production of the BBC World Service and Public Radio International. So sometimes stew is just the perfect meal, a big bowl of hearty stew. And one of my favorites is a bowl of borscht, which I occasionally am treated to when I visit my friends Sasha and Tanya, who live on Vasilyevsky Island in St. Petersburg, Russia. It can take a while to prepare. Russians like to chop up the fresh ingredients from their summer gardens and slowly simmer the red cabbage and beets with sautéed onions, caraway seeds, celery, carrots, potatoes, and of course a little dill weed and sour cream to top it all off. I heard they even served it to the Olympic athletes at Sochi. But there's another stew that I want to tell you about which sets up our GeoQuiz. Not just any stew, it's a Latin American favorite called sancocho. It may originally have come from the Canary Islands, the cluster of Spanish islands off the coast of West Africa, but now there are variations of sancocho throughout Latin America, in Puerto Rico and Colombia, for instance. But it's also considered the national dish in a Central American country that we want you to name. And remember, Central America includes Belize, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Panama. So here's a final clue. A bowl of sancocho will cost you around 1.5 balboa, or 150 centesimos. That's the equivalent of $1.50 in this country. So can you name this the most southern country in Central America, where homemade sancocho is a local favorite? Okay, those are the ingredients. Now let that question simmer a bit. All right, let's go to the answer. And if we're going to talk now about this delicious stew from Panama, and Panama is the answer I was looking for, then there's no better person to turn to than the food writer, Steve Dolinsky. He's usually in Chicago, but he sent along this postcard from Panama City.
Sancocho is just basically chicken stew, but it is the best Latin American chicken stew I've ever had, certainly next to what my mom used to make as a kid, although the ones down here don't have matzo balls in them. They typically have something called gallina de patio, and that is literally translated, the chicken of the yard. It's kind of a free-range chicken. It tends to be a little tougher, so they have to cook it a bit longer. But before they add water to this pot, they will rub it with something called culantro. So a lot of people think, from the U.S., they hear culantro, they think, oh no, you mispronounced cilantro. But culantro is a very different herb. It's probably the length from like the palm of my hand to the top of my middle finger, about the width of a thumb. It's got a very different flavor, a different aroma. It's extremely popular here in Panama. And I actually went out with a local chef here named Francisco Castro, and he thinks that culantro is really the secret weapon to a great sancocho.
Really like an acid bite, but it's the flavor that you're going to find in sancocho more than the chicken. It's actually the culantro is going to be making the difference of that dish. And it's our traditional dish. The flavor of Panama.
There's culantro, there's garlic and onion. They marinate the chicken in that, then they pour a bunch of water in and let it just simmer for about 45 minutes to an hour. Add a couple of indigenous tubers. One is called ñame. It kind of is from the yuca family. It's really starchy and white. And then another thing called otoy, which I've never seen, although I think it's related to cassava, they've told me. And then they just let that simmer and steep and kind of do a rolling boil. It's really just this fascinating, delicious, comforting bowl of chicken stew that you would have breakfast, lunch, dinner, or even kind of nursing a hangover. It really is a national dish here because there's a real big influence from Spain here, which obviously is the chicken and some of the herbs and the onions and garlic. But then when you get to the Caribbean side, they spice it up and they add ají chombo, which is kind of like an habanero. You also see just more hot sauces in general over on that side.
Con tus tesoros, tu mar tranquilo, parece un
Of course, everybody thinks theirs is the best version of it. And in fact, many of the chefs I've talked to hear about, you know, where do I get the best sancocho in town, will say you haven't had it until you eat in the countryside. Apparently the countryside is really where sort of the grandma cooking begins, and they said you really have to have it in a large cast iron pot with lots of wood underneath, you know, boiling and roasting this pot and having this sort of long 45-minute, hour and a half simmer boil for this soup to really develop the flavors. Today I'm looking outside. It's beautiful sunny day. It's at least 85 degrees, extremely humid, not doing great things for my hair, by the way. So it's sort of perplexing. You have this extremely hot, humid climate, and yet people are craving this really hot, comforting bowl of chicken stew. I think it's kind of like, you know, when you're in warm climates, or when you're in Vietnam or you're in India and you're eating spicy food, it's helping you sweat a little bit. It's sort of like if you're from Panama, no matter what the temperature's like outside, sancocho just brings you back to a place of comfort and warmth and security, and you know, all is well in the world. Panamanians just cannot get enough of sancocho.
That was food writer Steve Dolinsky telling us about sancocho from Panama City. And since cooking Panamanian sancocho is something you might like to try at home, I'll post a recipe online at pri.org/geoquiz. And that's also a good place to leave comments about your favorite national dishes that you might have tasted while traveling overseas. So we tweet at geoquiz, and now I gotta go.